Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the Book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 19. Through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. Al Capone is a household name in American history. Al Capone is the notorious mob leader who ruled the city of Chicago with an iron fist in the 1920s. But there's another name we would do well to know. The name of this man is Frank Lesch. Here's his story. It was the height of Al Capone's power. His violent reign over Chicago was so tough that local, state, and federal authorities dared not to challenge him. Frank Lesch was an elderly man in his 70s. But Frank Lesch had had enough. So he led an effort to find a way to bring down Al Capone. The work took years, years of stress, years of death threats, years of constant danger to himself and his family. But finally the day came. A court found Al Capone guilty of tax evasion. A judge sentenced him to prison. His bloody control was over. The 3 million citizens of Chicago were freed and no longer feared him. Thanks to the determination of one brave man, a man by the name of Frank Lesch. One man doing what had to be done to rescue the lives of many. It's an extraordinary story. But even the story of Frank Lesch must fade in comparison to what Jesus Christ has done on our behalf. You and I were under the rule of an iron fist. The iron fist was the curse of our own sin. Under that rule, our lives were fearful, empty, dark. But when Jesus came, he did what had to be done. On our behalf, he served as our champion. In our place, he paid the price to set us free. The devil can claim us no more. The curse of our sin is gone. Instead, we now possess forgiveness and life and light. The one for the many. That's Jesus. His victory is total. Because it is, we don't have to be afraid anymore. Lord Jesus, when the curse of sin ruled us with an iron fist, you came. You shattered sin's grip and washed us clean. Keep us close to you, and thank you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.